It's a new season.
Thank you for joining us for the Change Lives, Changing Lives radio broadcast, a ministry of New Day Christian Church. And remember, if you are ever in our area, please stop by. We'll make you feel right at home. Now, let's join Pastor George Logan for today's message.
So we can't really use it. So notice here, notice the difference. Believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. Does it say that? It does not say that, does it? It says it, but it doesn't say it, right? In other words, it does say it, but it's not complete. Now, why would that be? Why would God make it so that just believing is not enough? And the answer is, I don't know. But it is the way he's made it. I believe there's a lot that goes into it, and there's something to be said about our words. How many of you realize that our words are an igniter of our will? Like, our words connect to our will, and our heart determines really oftentimes what our will is and when we speak it out. So I believe our words are important because it is how we enact our will. Think about it this way. When you're getting married, let's just say two people come before the pastor, the minister, the officiant, and he's calling off the words. He says, and will you such and such, take such and such to be your wedded wife? Will you love and keep her and endow her with all your earthly possessions? And so the guy, he's looking at me, right? And he goes, and it's a real awkward moment, right? It's like, everybody's like, oh my goodness. The father of the bride is talking about, I knew it. I should have took that joker out. I should have taken him out. And he just stands there. And it gets quiet. And it's so very awkward. And then he never says another word. Are they legally married? They're not. Because he never showed his hand. He never revealed his will. He never said the simple words, I will or I do. And just like that, it changed or remained as it was. And so right there, those little words, that power of the tongue, just like that, is just like it is in all of life's affairs. We have to speak, or not. One thing that they'll tell you, and some of you that may be in law enforcement will know this, I'm sure, and attorneys especially if they are defending someone, they'll tell you what? What will they tell you? If someone gets stopped, what? Don't say a word. Matter of fact, my good friend Greg said, man, if your kids ever get stopped by something and something, tell them, don't you say a word. Because what you say, you know, it can and will be used against you. And so sometimes a person is just fearful and they're afraid and they end up saying something and they realize after they said it, I just messed up my whole life. Just by some simple words. I messed up. But once they come out, it's a wrap. Just three words. Just three, four words, and all of a sudden your life is now changed forever. That's the power of words. So whether you did or you didn't, just don't say nothing, okay? All right, here we go. So here we have it. If you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus. If you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus. So let's look at this word confess and look at its meanings and see if this resonates with you. Number one, it means to share a common view or mind with someone about a matter. To agree. To share a common view or mind with someone about a matter, to agree. How many of you as husbands and wives, you all were going down the road and you want to do something. You got some project you're trying to do with your house and you share it with your spouse. And what are you looking for when you ask her, you know, I'd like to do this, or him, I'd like to do this. What are you looking for? You're looking for agreement. What if they don't say nothing? I want to go buy a new piece of furniture. I want to buy a new car, and they just go blank face. There's no agreement there, is it? And you know that if you come into the house with that thing that you asked, that you bought, that you didn't get agreement on, there's going to be trouble because there was no agreement. And sometimes just the silence is enough to say, "Well, I guess we don't need that $70,000 big truck." Big Cadillac, big whatever. But if you can get those words out, what you think? I think we could do that. Whew. Then you can move forward. This is the power of words. So it means to share a common view or mind with someone about a matter, to agree. And the enemy is also looking for just that. So if you understand the principle of our words, you'll realize that everything works by agreement. Agreement. Like, I just need someone to agree with me on this. I'm submitting this out there. Can I get some agreement? Can I get someone to say yay to that? And so the next thing we find out here, another part of that confessing means to concede that something is factual or true, to concede. Confess means to concede that something is factual or true. Now play this out when we talk about the Word of God. When we don't speak God's Word, we're not conceding that it's true. When we have the Word of God, when someone asks us whether or not we've received Christ into our life, and they're saying, have you confessed him? Are you conceding that what he said is factual and true about his death, burial, and resurrection? So when we speak God's word, or when we speak that of this world or that of the enemy, we are conceding that what they say is the truth. For instance, if we say, oh, I am so terrified, I don't know what we're going to do. What are we doing? We're agreeing with. That's not scripture, is it? You can't find in scripture where it says, be ye always terrified. Be ye always afraid. You can't find it. So the very moment we start talking fear and intrepidation and being afraid, we are now agreeing with the devil. We're agreeing with the enemy. It's better to say nothing than to agree with him. When you hit something, hits your body, and you get a bad diagnosis from the doctor, the worst thing you can do is to immediately agree with what the doctor says. And it may be factual, it may be the truth, but we are seeking a higher word. We're going to another physician. We're getting a second word on it. Y'all hear me? I appreciate it, and I know you're doing your job, and I know you're acting on what you see. I know that you are telling me what you see, and though it be true in my body what it looks like, but I'm appealing to someone who can change that. So I'm not going to speak it out, because when I speak it out, I am agreeing with it, and that brings things into motion. All right, so we got to make sure what we are agreeing with. That's why who we're with and who we're around matters. It matters what they're talking about. It matters what they are saying. It matters what they're always talking or speaking, because if we agree with it, then what we're doing is we're saying what you're saying is factual and true, and I agree. And those things bring things to pass. Now, most of us never heard this. I mean, we are so reactive, meaning that it's just common for us to just kind of take what we hear from people and immediately go out and speak it. And not realizing that I am agreeing with something. Let me give you an example of that. The other night, I knew it was going to come up. It just rose up in my spirit. So the other night, we had just watched a baseball game, and our son played the first game as a doubleheader. And then we were coming back to the game, and we always, at least one of us, always checks the lineup out. I ain't going to say which one of us, but we check out the lineup. So prior to the game, they normally put the lineup out at least sometimes an hour before the game, half hour before the game, 45 minutes before the game, whatever the case may be. And so this particular game, second game, he had a pretty decent game in the first game. And so we took our little break, went and got us some food and came back to the park. And I hear this gasp, George! I'm like, what? He's not in the lineup. I was like, what? And so I'm battling with what she said and what she saw, and it was true. For whatever reason, his name was not in the same position that he was the game before. Someone who doesn't even play in the outfield was put out there, and we were like going back and forth. What? How'd that happen? I mean, what's he thinking? What's going on? I mean, what is he? I'm gonna get Lily and Logan on him. That's my mom. She watches all the games. She took 6 hours of her time yesterday to watch baseball. Friday. But so we were looking at something that came out and we were speaking it and bringing agreement to it. Like, what is he doing? Why is he? So we get to the park and I look out in left field and I'm looking, man. I'm like, is he there? And I said, oh, I know my son's gait. That's him. That's my son. That's Michael Logan. He's out there in the field. I said, I know he's out there. I see him with my own eyes. I know he's out there. My wife's like, I don't see. They said, I'm like, baby, but I'm looking at him. That's our son. But I don't. She didn't believe it for real until she saw him coming off the field. And about that time, you know, I done changed the story around. I knew it all the time. I wasn't shaking. And to be quite honest, I was shaking too. Because, you just kind of, when you go to a baseball game, baseball is no fun if you don't know who's on the field. It does not. And so I'm saying that we believed what we saw in the data, in the stats, and we spoke it. At least one of us spoke it first. What am I saying? We agreed. And the battle is that no matter what we see, don't agree with it. Don't agree with what people are saying about your children, what they're saying about you, what your bank account may be saying to you, what society is saying about you. Don't believe that stuff. Because when we do, we give voice to it and we come into agreement with it and it begins to disrupt our lives. And we wonder, how did that happen? I mean, how did that bring about? The power of the tongue is amongst us. We is subject to our will. So look at another part here. Let's look at another definition of this so that we can really begin to honor what we're saying. To agree, to confess means to admit the truth of something. To admit the truth of something. And remember, the Bible says that God is the what? The way. The what? The. No, is he the way and a truth, or is he the way and the truth? He's the truth. You know, when you got somebody in sports, for instance, and somebody said, and maybe they don't use it too much now, but used to be, I know the old schoolers would say, he's the truth, right? He's the truth. What are they saying? That dude, he's got it. That's the truth right there, right? He's the truth. Well, the Bible says Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. So whatever doesn't come alongside the same truth that we know from him, then it has to be a lie. If he's the truth, and if something contrary to what he's telling us, then that must be a lie if he's the truth. Are y'all with me? So what do you think most of the news that we receive? Is it the truth? I mean, sometimes it is factual. I mean, something happened, storm took place, da-da-da-da-da. But not all the time are we are to go out and agree with it and talk about it and broadcast it. Because when we do, we are bringing it to ourselves. Let's look at one more definition here, maybe a couple more. It says, the same thing God says, to say the same thing God says. So confess means to say the same thing God says. To agree with God's word, to confess to the truth of God's word. So confession means to say the same thing as, in our case, what God says. To confess, to speak what God says. The Bible says we have the mind of Christ. The Spirit of God dwells within us and teaches us all things and guides us into all truth. So when we find out that truth, we begin to just simply say what he says. That's all we have to do. What did he say? What did he say about my circumstance? What did he say about my family? What did he say about my husband, my wife, my children? What did he say about all these other things? What does he say? And not get into agreement with my emotions. Because emotions are unstable, aren't they? And until we learn how to live in the valley of the mundane and speak the same word on in the valley that we're speaking on the mountaintop. You know, we come back and, you know, all of a sudden you're on the mountaintop. Ooh, speaking all that. And then we get down into the valley and our whole tone changes. Our words change. But most of life is down here in the valley. It's in the mundane. And unless we learn and train our tongues to speak what we saw on the mountain, speak it down in the valley. So that life is no longer up and down, and we get these highs and go back down to lows and begin to talk about our circumstances and what's going on and how bad it is and da-da-da-da-da and da-da-da-da-da. No. Keep the same word. It's the same truth on the mountain as it is on the valley. It's no difference. Number five, our words will determine the ultimate destiny of our lives. Our words will determine the ultimate destiny of our lives. So we can be whiners and complainers and bring all types of pity to ourselves. And as one person said, you can be either pitiful or powerful. Most people prefer pity because pity attracts other pitiful people. It attracts that kind it's so bad. Can I pour you a glass of warm milk? But that's not going to help us, is it? That's not going to help us. That's not going to change circumstances for us if I just sit around agreeing with everything. So let's get to some scripture here, all right? Mark 11:23. You know this scripture very well, right? Mark 11:23 says, "For assuredly, or certainly, I say to you, whoever says to this mountain, be removed and be cast into the sea, and does not doubt in his heart, but believe that those things he says or confesses will be done, he will have whatever he says." Now let's pretend we never heard that before. Let's pretend that it came out in the news. Okay? Yeah, just like it's gonna rain. How many of you prepared for the rain? It's gonna rain. Oh, it's supposed to rain, isn't it? Yeah, I heard that it's going to rain. They tell me it's going to rain the next 2 or 3 days. I believe it's going to rain. What are we doing? We're confessing. We're coming into agreement with it. And we're saying what they say. What if all of a sudden we were listening to the news one day, come on there, and the newscast said, this is a newscast from God. God says, for surely I say unto you, that if you will say unto the mountain, be thou removed and be thou cast in sea, and not doubt in your heart, but believe what you say, you'll have everything you say. Take it out of the context of church. Take it out of the context of religion. And put it in the context of the news. We just believe the news. News said it. Favorite anchor person said it. Said it on CNN. Said it on Fox. Said it on. They said that whatever you desire when you pray, believe that you receive. And if you say it to the mountain, be thou cast into the sea and not doubt in your heart. But believe that those things you say will come to pass, you'll have whatsoever. If you say to your problem, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea and not doubt about it in your heart, you'll have what you say. There's a new study that's come out that if you say unto sickness, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea and not doubt in your heart, but believe that those things you say will come to pass. The scientists have now proven that if what you say out of your mouth and believe it in your heart, and you will say to those mountains, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea and not doubt, oh, it's going to come to pass. Harvard now agrees with, every Ivy League school agrees with, the scientists agree with, that if you say to the mountains, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea and thou not doubt in your heart, and believe that those things you come to say come to pass, you will have whatsoever you say. Then we will believe it. Because when we treat this like religion, like, oh, well, you know, it's in the Bible. You ain't doggone straight, it's in the Bible. God's word. The creator of heavens and the earth. He says this. Yeah, he said it. Why don't we treat it like that? Why don't we treat it like that? Why don't we treat, wake up. Why don't we treat it like that? Why don't we honor our word? Why don't we believe what God says? Why don't we say that God said this and it's the most important, most priority? The Bible says, seek first the kingdom of God and his ways of doing and being. And all these other things will be added unto you. In other words, learn how the kingdom works. Learn how it works. Well, someone said, well, what if it doesn't work? Then what have you lost? What have you lost? It didn't work the other way either, did it? What's it going to hurt to believe what God says? All right. So it says, whatsoever you desire when you pray, believe that you receive them, you shall have it. And then the second one says, and you shall say unto the mountain, whatever that mountain is, it could be a problem, it could be sickness, it could be health, it could be if children, it could be whatever. He says, if you believe it in your heart and speak it out of your mouth, you will have whatsoever you say. Charles Capp said it like this. He said, I tell my people, he said, the God spoke to him and said, I tell my people to say, to call out those things that be not, to say what you desire, but my people are saying what they have. And I'll paraphrase it a little bit. But that's how it is. See, what many times happens in this kind of atmosphere, in this environment, is we come for We are coming for many reasons, but we're coming many times to be inspired, but not to be trained. Does that make sense? Jesus is walking with his disciples. We see it. I love that, that we've been watching the Chosen, and he was talking to his disciples, and he said, "Listen, verily, verily, I say unto you, or truly I say unto you." If you say to that mountain, be removed and be cast into the sea and don't doubt in your heart, you'll have whatever you say. What? Can you imagine? They probably looked at me like Tim looking at me. No, his disciples probably like many of us. What? What is he talking about? Until they put it to the test. Until they put it to the test. Let's look at another thing here. Let's look at some more scriptures. And we'll probably get back to that again. But this is a powerful scripture. It's coming out of the Word of God. It's not just a word. Let's look here again at John. Let's see here. Confessing. So look at Proverbs 18:21. I said to myself, I'm going to quit a little early, so let me just get this last scripture out here. Proverbs 18:21. Look at that real quick. Proverbs 18:21. Some of you have heard this before, but listen to this. Remember, this is Dateline NBC, MSNBC, CNN, Fox News, podcast, everything. And it says, hey, flash, newsflash, death and life is in the power of your tongue. And those who love it will eat its fruit. Death, condemnation, challenges, brokenness come by way of the tongue, as well as life. As well as life. So I'll use Kim and I, since I do all the time anyway. See, what y'all don't know, let me just say this. What y'all don't know is if you open up her wrist, you'll see wires. Y'all didn't like that too much. She's a robot. No, she's not a robot. but we would have been done a long time ago if we didn't honor this. If we didn't honor the what I say to her and speak to her, and we miss it sometimes, but we still come back and we get it right. We speak life. We speak life. We speak life over our marriage. Because if we don't, it would be destroyed. Because it'd be full of, I wish you woulda, you shoulda, you coulda, you never, you always. It would be full of that, and you can't take but so much of that. If that's all you ever get, that's all you ever hear, is no, you got to speak life. You got to speak life. Death and life are in the power of the tongue. Death, destruction, brokenness. Something happens when we don't honor our words, and life comes. When we realize that I can control destinies by what I'm speaking. I can control destinies. So we can honor this, or we can like, well, you know, I don't believe all of that. No, I don't, you know, this is, you know, I'm going to say what I have to say. Well, go ahead. Go ahead and pull a little jingle. What is it? Jingle? 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 You know? Jingle? Where you pull a block out and you, jingle. Yeah. Just think about it this way. This is going to be your word picture for the day. Death and life is in the power of my tongue. So every time I speak something destructive, I'm pulling one of the things out. And I don't even know that I'm pulling it out. But I'm pulling out, and I am destroying things slowly. And over a period of time, it'll go flop. Flop down. So we have to honor our words. Now, this doesn't come... Well, let me give you one last. Can I give you one last scripture? And we'll get back to this next week. All right, listen to this right here. Proverbs 6:2 says this. You are snared by the words of your mouth. You are taken by the words of your mouth. You are snared by the words of your mouth. You are taken by the words of your mouth. Think about that. Think about our own lives and think about times when I know I just put myself in a bad situation. I said something that because of what was in my heart, I spoke it out and I brought some stuff to me. Just words. And think about what if you didn't know these principles? What if you didn't know that I am speaking damage to my life? And the words will go into us and they will so affect our feelings and our emotions, either positively or negatively. Negatively. Yesterday morning, I got up and I went for a walk. We were down in Greensboro, and there's this one hotel we stay at that's right downtown Greensboro, and I like it because it allows me to get out and go and just look at the town before anybody's on the streets. And so I put in this, I went by the Civil Rights Museum, and they have in front of the storefront, the windows in front of it. And they kind of tell a story on the windows in front of it. They tell about the Greensboro Four and then other things as well. And one of the things that stood out for me this time was something they said about who sustained that movement during the summer. And it was young people, it was teenagers, it was high schoolers that sustained the movement until the college students came back the next summer. I mean, after the summer break. And it said this, that they were inspired by a message from Martin Luther King called Keep Moving. I don't know if any of you have heard it. In it, he talks about the blueprint. It's called the blueprint for something. I'm not sure what the other, but in it is titled Keep Moving. So I started listening to it, and man, it was so good. It was so good. It was words, and I kept listening to it, and those words inspired me. And I was like, I'm quick timing now. I'm walking through Greensboro, and I'm moving. And you know how that feeds to the next thing. So the next one came on. Denzel Washington was talking about his faith and how he just kept moving, kept going forward. I'm ready to kick down some mountains. How come? Because of words. Words spoken. And so it fed into another thing, and I'm rolling, man. I'm speaking. I'm going forward, and I'm bubbling over. So when I get to my final place, it starts to rain a little bit. I call up my son. I said, Gabe, man, I just want to call and inspire you this morning. And I began to tell him everything I was listening to. And I told him, I said, keep moving, son. Keep moving, keep going forward. Don't let nothing stop you. You're going to have some bumps in the road. Fall forward. How come? Because those words, the most powerful thing in the universe, words. Words. Instead of agreeing, you know, man, it's getting a little tough, a little difficult out there. Don't know what I'm going to do. Yeah, man, it is tough out there. It is difficult out there. And man, it's going to get, and I'm so afraid. No. We've got a higher word from a higher broadcast. And it's called the Kingdom Broadcast. And we listen to what the Kingdom says and we say it. And we just say it. And we just say, don't take that long. You ain't got to wait all day. You don't have to develop it, cultivate it, and all that kind of stuff. You just start saying it immediately because you believe it to be the truth. Just like we believe, like, this evening it's going to be a spattering of rain. Where did I get that from? I got it from the news. Some come in, some come in. I got it from the news. And I said, why don't we do that with the Word of God, which is far more trustworthy, excuse me. So I say before you today is learn how to honor your words. Me, you, all of us, no matter how it looks, when the program comes out, when the statistics comes out on our little mobile device, and it comes out and it says such and such is not in the lineup, you said, I rebuke that in Jesus' name. I rebuke that. I say, no, no, no. And then I call my mom and say, Mama, they told me, they said, they ain't in. And she's going to be like, can I do something? I said, no, stand down. 83 years old going to prison. That ain't good. 82. Stand down. Did y'all get something out of this? Honor our words. Even the small things, it's the little foxes that steal the vines. They rob them. Little things, I can't do it. I can't afford it. Just don't let those things get in there because they will spoil it. All right, let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for this day. Thank you for your word. So much we love you. Thank you for teaching us how to live life. Live life to the full and overflowing as we honor our words. Thank you for each person here under the sound of my voice today. And thank you for those who may watch us this broadcast. We pray, Father, that it will go forth unhindered, unchecked. We believe that. And your word will not return to it void, but accomplish what you send it forth to accomplish. In Jesus' name.
You've been listening to the Change Lives, Changing Lives radio broadcast, a ministry of New Day Christian Church. Please visit us at our website at www.newdaycc.com. Again, that's www.newdaycc.com. If this broadcast has been a blessing to you, please tell others. And if you ever get the opportunity, please come visit us at New Day Christian Church.